The Forum for Women in Democracy have started their objections to the new tax amendment bill for financial year 2026-2027. The Forum says the new bills will have a negative impact on women and girls. The government is proposing revenue generation measures aimed at raising an extra 4.8 trillion Uganda shillings in the financial year 2026-2027 period through new tax policy and procedure amendments. Among these is the increment of excise duty on petrol and diesel by 200 Uganda shillings per litre, the increment of excise duty on sugar from 100 to 300 Uganda shillings per kilogram, and on cooking oil 500 Uganda shillings per litre. Other amendments include the 0.5% excise duty on all cash withdrawals. Faith Lumonya, the tax, business and digital expert from Public Service International, said increment of excise duty on petrol and diesel is likely to hit household budgets, especially for low-income families.
And we therefore conclude that Uganda's financial year 2026-2027 tax proposals combine progressive intentions with potentially regressive consequences. While administrative improvements and higher pay-as-you-earn thresholds could support equity, increases in indirect taxes risk deepening gender inequality, raising the cost of living, undermining women's economic agency. Yeah. A feminist fiscal policy must prioritize equity, care, inclusion, and social protection.